he was in the mood to do something a little more, you know, away from, you know, the, just the straight graffiti burners, right. Really. Which is awesome, and there's definitely a great place for that, and that's really what he does best. But this is kind of showing the world that he's really as talented with a paintbrush as he is with an aerosol can.
Right.
This piece is done, everything except for the sky was done with a paintbrush. And so, but even though, you know, he's created it so that even with the brush, it has a look like it may have been done with aerosol. It's a bit of a mindfuck if you really look at it technically. He spent 2 weeks on it. 1 week alone was just the sky and the clouds in the background and building up all the layers and the texture. So this is my favorite piece, without a doubt, in the south side of the Arts District, which is a gorgeous piece. Like, you know, it speaks to the history, the legacy of graffiti in LA, and everything that goes with it, good and bad. You know, like, I mean, you can see on the mural, he's put up his graffiti piece, but then he's also been mindful enough to put the city's buffing it, you know, the city's buff marks in Palomino beige, color of the New World Order, as he says.